This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 130 for Wednesday, November 2nd. ICE canola futures are higher in Wednesday, turning around after a general sell-off hit the grain markets. At the final settlement, the January canola contract gains $10.60 at $894.80 per ton, and the March contract advances $10 at $897.10 per ton. Earlier today, Russia announced it will re-enter the Black Sea Export Agreement, which is leading to the sell-off in the grain markets. However, most of the oilseeds recovered and are climbing higher. Canola is getting support from upticks in Chicago soybeans and soy oil, as well as Malaysian palm oil. However, there are declines in European rapeseed and Chicago soy meal. Global crude oil prices are higher and lending support to vegetable oils. An analyst suggests that the nearby January canola contract could hit $1,000 per ton sometime during winter. The analyst points to the large gains soy oil has made over the last month, and he expects them to stay high for the time being. The Canadian dollar turns around to push higher, with the loonie at 73.66 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 73.45. The United States Federal Reserve says it's hiking its key interest rate by 75 basis points. Fed Chair Jerome Powell is scheduled to speak about today's decision at 1:30 p.m. CDT. He's already hinted there could be smaller increases down the road as the Fed gets a handle on inflation. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says the September crush used just under 168 million bushels of soybeans, which is in line with market expectations. Soy oil stocks are a tiny bit short of 2 billion pounds, slightly more than what the trade expected. The USDA also says just over 383 million bushels of corn were used in September for ethanol, which is below market projections. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Wednesday. The January contract is up 6 cents at $14.54 per bushel. December soy oil jumps nearly 2.25 cents at 75.61 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal dips 30 cents at $4.24.50 per short ton. Corn futures are weaker on Wednesday as the December contract loses 10 cents at $6.87.5 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower as well, with its December contract down 8.5 cents at $3.91. The U.S. wheat complex tumbles, with Chicago December plummeting 56.5 cents at $8.46. Kansas City December drops 50 cents at $9.40. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December gives up 41 cents at $9.48.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Wednesday, November 2nd at Markets Farm in Winnipeg. I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.